Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Midtex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, Easter is 1 week away. Are you ready?
You betcha. Almost.
We need better just be a, ready. We're coming.
They're coming. That's right. So the cross is going to be there for sure. Hopefully, I'll be there too. And
that's the best we can say. The cross.
We know the cross will be there.
I'll make it.
God will be there. Holy Spirit.
I'll be there.
He'll be there.
No matter
Jesus
what,
will be there. But yeah, we're getting ready, and we're excited. And every year, thousands of people make their way to the top of that hill. And
rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Hot or cold.
And everybody can pray, if you would, for shine. And you know, and because that makes it a little easier on everybody. But either way, we're going to be lifting up the Most High God, and so everybody.
This weekend, but next weekend.
That's right.
And when does it start again? On Saturday morning.
Well, on Saturday morning, we're going to start at 11, and it'll go
music, preaching, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we've got a guest here that's going to explain all that, mm-hmm. So I'm going to let her explain all that, but yeah.
Then we have the next day,
and there's
sunrise
plenty
service.
Sunrise service the next day, but it is a garden full of art and full of scripture and full of things to do, so what we'd recommend is come to the Hill Country, get blessed with the wildflowers and everything that's happening in the Hill Country, but you can spend hours and hours in the garden. We had one guy that spent 42 days. So, I mean, you know, there's plenty to do. So
find
we just invite everybody
to stay and spend a couple of days for the weekend and
right,
go to both.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, what's the miracle of the week?
Well, probably, you know, just thinking back in the scheme of things, we got all the different separate little individual miracles, but it's really a miracle that this garden exists and that today, you know, thousands of people make their way to the top of a hill in Kerrville, Texas, located halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean at the same latitude as Israel, a place where all the different denominations have come together to lift up the Most High God. And that really is a miracle. And years ago, when God called Sherry and I in December 9, 2001, out of a church and said, we're going to be involved in restoring the tabernacle, we had no idea what the man Mahesh Chavda was talking about when he prophesied over us. But now we look back, and it's been quite an amazing thing, and it's now touched thousands and thousands of people, even if you count the internet, millions of people. And so this is the one big sanctioned event that the Coming King Foundation has is Easter, and the Easter events on that weekend. And so it's that's
our
miracle.
How many years have you been doing it?
Well, again, Across went up in 2010. The first unofficial service happened when people just came to the cross in 2011. And then so starting in 2012, we've done an Easter service, and it's grown and it's grown. And now it's just a really incredible experience. People come in from all over the United States and even out of the United States just to come experience
Easter. And it is really special.
Easter at the foot of the cross.
Easter sunrise service at churches, and I'm not saying or taking any away from those, but you can't compare those with this. This is an experience that you'll never forget. If you just do it once.
Right.
Well, you can't do it once.
Right.
And once if you do it once, you're going to be hooked.
Right, and we have a lot of people that, because they did it once,
they now
travel great distances to come do it. And again, God comes every time. And that's the special thing, the Holy Spirit. And miracles happen, and people get saved, and they get full of the Holy Spirit and baptized in water, and they get healed, and they get the glory, the Shekinah glory falls. It looks like glitter, and people take pictures of angels, and it's all the different denominations. I mean, it's a unique thing that's happening on that mountain, and so we just invite everybody to come join us. And again, you don't have to know God before you get there, but you're going to hear about him when you get there, and he may just reach out and touch you, so.
He'll introduce himself.
He'll introduce himself, that's right.
All right, well, we've got some folks back from last week, Jeff Anderson and Loretta Roschke.
Yeah, let me introduce him if I could for a second.
If you would introduce him and talk to him a little bit.
Okay, Jeff's been a good friend for years since we met, and he's I guess he's retired, but he's probably working more hours than he used to when he was not retired. But in business background, ministry background, now he's doing lots of service things in our community that they created Serve Kerrville. And a number of different programs under the Leadership Inc. 501c3 organization, and they're just doing a lot of wonderful things in our community. And thankfully, the Holy Spirit told them to help the Coming King Foundation, because we couldn't be doing these big things anymore. I mean, when it was just 20 people, like the very first time that we had an Easter service, we could do that by ourselves. But now literally thousands of people are coming to the top of that mountain over Easter weekend, and so we've really needed his professional help and expertise and hard work and his gifting at pulling volunteers in to help. And so he's with us, and then he's going to answer questions about Easter. And then Loretta Roschke, and she is an incredible woman of God and a good friend, and has her own TV ministry, radio ministry, amazing minister, evangelist, prophet, and she's on the board now with the Coming King Foundation. Beautiful lady, and just very, very talented and gifted. Has an incredible testimony, which she shared last year. Lots of people got healed. Yeah, lots of people got healed when she ministered, a whole bunch. And so she's going to be involved in making the events come together, getting with the groups. Jeff is going to help people meet the needs of the people and show the love as they come up the hill, help them get parked and find their spots. And so they're here to answer and share a little bit about what's going to happen.
Loretta, let's talk to you first. Tell us more about your responsibilities that day.
Well, I have the joy and the honor of scheduling all the events on Saturday. And so what we do is we have a variety of music as well as speakers. Some of them are going to give testimony. Some are going to speak, preach short messages. So we do about 40 to 45 minutes of music each hour with about 15 minutes of sharing the word. And one of those that we'll be doing at this time will be our own mayor, Bonnie White, is going to share the Easter message, which is really cool. And so that happens all day from 11 to 4, and we're going to have food. And it's amazing, but it's a time when we get to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, and it's not specific to any denomination at all. You don't even have to go to church to come. We just want you to come, and you will leave changed.
Well, do you remember exactly any of the name of the bands that you've got?
Well, I happen to know one really well.
Ah, yours.
It's called Across Generations Band. It's my... I've had the joy.
And it's good. And it's really
good.
That's
a good band. I like it.
That's all you need.
Well, y'all are sweet, but we have the joy of doing that. We will sing and minister on Saturday, as well as we get to lead worship on Easter Sunday morning, which is, okay, let me say, I've led worship at a lot of places, but there is nothing like doing it Easter morning at the Coming King Foundation with a 77-foot empty cross behind you and Jesus on the white horse, the Coming King sculpture, and all the other. I mean, there's nothing like it. It's amazing.
Let's make sure we share your website again where people can know where to watch you on TV and hear you on the radio before we
Okay, forget. If you go to louada.org, and that's louada.org, louada.org, it'll give you all the social media. Plus, we're going to have the video commercial telling you the different details about what's going to happen on Saturday and Sunday, the 31st of
on
March and April 1st. It will be on my website. It'll also be on my Facebook page. And so they can go there at louada.org, and they can find out the different details.
Do you want to share any of the sample of some of the people coming?
I do,
you don't have to share
all
of them, but just share a couple of them.
One of the things that the Lord really put on my heart, and I called Max, and I mean, ran into Max, actually. I ambushed him at the post office.
Yeah, Holy Spirit did that.
Yeah, because he had been gone, and I'm like, I've got to talk to Max before I move forward on this. But what I saw was the kids' church at our church is amazing. The pastor, Brent Davis at Impact. Christian Church in Kerrville, is amazing. And what he's doing with these children is so phenomenal. He not only teaches them about God, he teaches them how to experience God individually, and then he teaches them, equips them to go out and minister. They actually lay hands on people. He takes them to Walmart, and they go on treasure hunts, and they have to look for a certain person in a certain color shirt or whatever. And I have a picture of my grandson going and laying his hand on a lady in a wheelchair prayer. He's teaching them how to do what the Bible says, to lay hands on the sick. And so here's what's going to happen. I'm so excited, even more about me getting to minister, is these kids. They are going to lead worship, and their worship is amazing. We're not talking it is professional. It's amazing. It's anointed. And then some of the children, I believe, are going to give testimonies, and the pastor's going to speak a word, but then we're going to turn them loose to pray for the sick, to pray for any need that's needed. So
this
you
is
need,
from the core group or from Impact?
Impact, the Christian, yeah. And they're going to be on at 2 o'clock. Their slot is at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be on at 1, but they're at 2. And listen, the Bible says a little child shall lead them. You know, the faith of a child. And I just see people getting out of the wheelchairs. I see those kids
and
doing
God
amazing things.
Often does the most with the least. That's his specialty. Why don't we ask Jeff to jump in here and share a little bit. Jeff, about your part of the deal.
You know, Barbara and I, about 6 years ago, were asking ourselves, where's Jesus at work in the Hill Country? And it was through prayer and just that question that we began to really begin to pay attention to the empty cross, because we saw progressively how Jesus was at work there. And so our role is to simply help extend that. We're a hospitality service provider. We're a servant ministry seeking to bring other servants together to provide hospitality to guests. And we'll have over 100 volunteers this year, hopefully, who will do just that. And they'll have the joy of serving, of sharing the love of Jesus, and sometimes giving testimonies and encouragement to others, praying with others, as well as just providing a helping hand. And you know what? The weather's always changing. We've had sunshine, we've had rain, we've had cold, we've had heat.
Sounds
but
like a
one
song.
Thing that has been
like
consistent.
Like a Johnny Cash song or something, isn't it?
Yeah. But the one thing that's always been consistent is that the fire is alive.
Amen.
And I tell you, we see examples come through from our volunteers and our visitors every year that just make you want to be there again.
Well, Jeff, is there anything else that we need to share with the folks listening about these events that are going on?
Well, first of all,
too, right?
First of all, know that that you're not going to have to worry about where to park. That's all taken care of.
That's important to people.
Yeah,
they're coming up there,
and you're going to
take a look at that mountain. They say, "Well, how in the world are we going to get up there?" But you have shuttles.
So from the minute they get there, they're going to be taken care of. And if you want to join us to volunteer, text us. Just put hashtag Easter and send it to 830-928-3575. That's 830-928-3575. We had an amazing ministry from Corpus Christi last year that came and joined us. And what a joy it was to see how they had brought their welcoming hospitality to the cross.
Well, everybody, all of you, why the bottom line is, why should people come to that mountain on Easter, or any time for that matter? Loeda?
Well, they're going to experience God. They are going to have an intimate encounter with the presence of God that they can leave changed. It is amazing that the testimonies, suicides averted, people healed, set free.
Smoking, ending.
You, Max?
We've had miracles of happening, and we've had two paralyzed shoulders that got healed. Mm-hmm. At last year's Easter thing, we had a lady that had a blindness condition, and she was first healed of the blindness condition. Then she could see she had the glory all over, the golden dust formed all over. So, I mean, it's not your regular garden variety church service. It's not a real religious
it's
deal.
It's like walking into a Tesla coil.
It's the presence of God.
Your hair raises up. On your arms.
Yeah, and some people have experienced
He's
that,
alive.
And some haven't. But let me tell you, when you get a, like they say, when you get a taste, you know, the Most High, that's the only high you need is the Most High.
Jeff?
I would echo all of that, but I would just emphasize that the testimonies are powerful and the music is amazing. Thank you, Loeda, for all you do to organize and provide
Thank
that.
Thank you. It's my honor.
Max,
my honor.
Any closing comments?
Just that... you know, go to our website, see what's happening on the mountain. Even if you can't get to Kerrville on that Sunday, come some other time. And if you can't get there at all, read the experiences on the website. I mean, we have literally people getting saved and healed and baptized and covered with the glory from our website. And because God is real and He's with you right now, we're going to give an invitation here in just a few minutes. And you just need to know Him, because that's why we're doing this, is purely not for money or for anything. It's so people will know the living God.
Website, one more time, if people want to get more information about the event,
sure,
or just general information, how may they contribute or whatever.
Sure. Well, it's just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we are at 520 Benson Drive, right next to the Chevrolet dealer.
Can't miss it.
So just pretend you're going to buy a Chevrolet and then pass the driveway, and ours is next.
77.7.
I knew. 77. I said 80 before you said, no, it's 77.
Kerrville, Texas.
All right. Max and Sherry Greiner, Jeff Anderson, and Loeda Roschke, thank you for being with us this week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's time for some more visitor comments. The first one comes from Marty Flack, and Marty says, I felt something coming into Kerrville. It was amazing. I did not know where the cross would be. I have seen thousands of crosses around the world in over 60 nations, but I have never seen an empty cross. It will draw international attention to Kerrville. The empty cross will touch the nations. You only need for your life one empty cross. It is about Jesus, not art. It would be wonderful to see the prayer garden around the world, especially in Israel. The empty cross means to me that God sent His Son to die for my sins and set me free. I came 9,000 miles from my home in Finland to see the cross. Sometimes you have to go far to see near. I am praying that every American would see near, pray for this wonderful nation, and turn back to God. It really blessed us to be in this prayer garden. Marty Flack from Finland. Danae Rukas from Schertz, Texas, says, this place is astonishingly beautiful, and since the spiritual feeling is one I would like to feel and see more often. Thank you. It's so calming. You can feel the love and the power of God here. This was sent in from Patricio Garza by Facebook. Brian Hamilton from Richardson, Texas, enjoyed the garden. Y'all are doing great things for the Lord. Continue to share the truth. Jimmy Alcosta from Kerrville, Texas, says, we appreciate Impact Church and the cross so much. They are a blessing in our lives. And Impact Church happens to be our church, and we have the most wonderful pastor in the whole world. And so if you're ever in Kerrville, be sure and come to Impact Church. And last for you, I have Ross Bell, tells it like it is. She says, Max, when God made you, He broke the molds, which is very true. And that is a good thing, because it makes you unique. It makes you Max. And that's all I have for you today. So until next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.